Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Some of Australia's biggest environmental advocacy groups are gathered outside the Crown Casino here today, where Woodside's annual general meeting is taking place.
Yes, that was the scene outside the Woodside AGM that happened in Perth today. Inside, Woodside Chair Richard Goyder was re-elected to the board after defending a push from shareholders who sought to remove him over the company's climate credentials. Here with more is someone who was there in person, up late host Ben Harvey. Harves, I hear it was a pretty feisty AGM today.
Well, the protest action wasn't limited to outside Crown Perth. They actually managed to get through about 200 different security staff. They're like ninjas. These protesters. And about two-thirds of the way through the AGM, about a dozen people stood up very close to the front and started singing Crowded House's Hey Now, a butchered version that they'd inserted words about climate action, climate change, etc., etc. They stood there singing for about 2 minutes while Richard Goyder tried to pretend it wasn't happening.
It was quite
embarrassing to experience.
Funnily enough, Neil Finn just sold his back catalogue to some private equity mob. So I wonder if that private equity mob will be coming after these protesters. And so Richard Goyder, as I mentioned, saw off a challenge and retained his role as chair of Woodside. Was it much of a challenge in the end?
It was. He got through reasonably comfortably in the end. But when you're the chair of the company, you really want to have more than 90% of people behind you, and he doesn't have that. So he's probably on life support at the moment. Not that he really cares, because he's only got a couple more years to go and then he's going to naturally leave the company anyway. The thing that Richard will not miss at all at AGMs is not just people protesting, and there were two separate protests today. It's the fact that anyone who owns one share of Woodside can go to the AGM. So one share in Woodside at the moment is about $28.50 or thereabouts. So for $28.50, you can go to Crown, free parking, waltz in. You probably eat $50 worth of buffet food on the way through, because they put the Bain Marie's out for shareholders. And then you can ask any question you want of the Woodside CEO or the Woodside chairman. And most of the questions were not about Woodside. They were about everything from, I made some notes here, Mr. Chang, long-term shareholder, appalled that he arrived 20 minutes early but was still 10 minutes late to sit down because of the security. And he said he was particularly upset with the fact that you could not bring a bag that was larger than A4 into the foyer, because the magazines that they were given were larger than A4, and therefore he couldn't get it into his bag. And Mr. Chang spoke about this for about 7.5 minutes.
Wow. And I'm sure that sounds like an issue that was probably really quite influential on his share portfolio.
Yeah,
so that's a good use of everybody's time at the AGM.
He probably bought those shares for about 12 cents and they're worth $28 now. So Mr. Chang can afford as many bags as he wants.
Was there any curly questions that were remotely relevant to the businesses of Woodside?
There were a lot of people, not so much on the core business, as in, are you confident that the Senegal deal is going to be earnings accretive, as they say, and that kind of stuff. It was more people saying, I'm copping a lot of grief around the dining room table at the moment about climate change, and can you just make it so that I can look my kids in the eye? It was a lot of talk about whether or not Woodside should have better catering at the AGM. It was a lot of talk about people that were quite rightfully talking about Burrup Rock Art, but they clearly didn't have any idea about the intricacies of it. One woman stood up and said, have you considered spraying something over the rock art? Sort of like a go down to Bunnings
like
and get
varnish.
Yes, just nail varnish over the top, and surely that would protect it. And Richard, to his credit, with every one of these increasingly stupider and stupider questions, had to nod sagely and say, we'll look into it.
Yeah, good on him. Well, he's the man in the chair for the time being. We'll see what happens over the next few years. And as always, thank you to Up Late host Ben Harvey for joining us on the Nightly Five.
Thanks, Ben.